It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you going today?
Hey, Kelly. Good to have you back.
You too. Good to chat. What's going on? Yeah. Actually, at this point, you should probably be interviewing yourself because I've been away for 2 weeks.
Well, hey, it's always good to have you back. But today's pretty cool for me. We've got Simon Bridges out in the Howick Way today.
Ooh.
So after you finish your radio show, you should trot out to the Pakeranga Rugby Club at 2 o'clock and come along and listen to Simon.
What's he going to be talking about?
You'd be a big fan, wouldn't you, Kelly?
I'd be a what, sorry?
You'd be a big fan of Simon, wouldn't you, Kelly?
I've never met Simon. So
oh,
I can't,
there you go. 2 o'clock.
How would I know? Yeah, I have to judge a person on their character when I meet them, so.
You can grab one of the awesome buses that goes out there.
Speaking of Simon.
Yes.
Mr. Simon's been in the news a little bit lately, of course, as he would be.
He tries to keep his public profile up. He's got to keep the name recognition going.
He does. And he has been saying that the forecasted spending of the government is looking like it's going to increase by about $17 billion. They're going to be borrowing about $17 billion over the next 4 years, which he's saying is just too much. What do you think?
They're also ramping up taxes. I think the issue really is the way in which they're spending money. It's not targeted and it's not done in a way where they can identify the actual outcomes that they're wanting to get. So, you know, for example, we spend a lot of money, a lot of time on looking at social investment, looking at the way in which we targeted our funding to those most in need so we can get long-term outcomes for New Zealanders. The real concern that I have is the way in which they're just throwing money at particular areas and not actually sure what they're going to get for it. A really good example, and I know it's close to home, but...
You're going to say fees-free, aren't you? You're going to fees-free.
But here's the issue, Kelly. There's the projection that there's going to be 900 fewer students in tertiary education after that policy's implemented. I mean, if we're going to spend $2.8 billion, and yes, it will reduce the cost and it will mean less borrowing for students, but are we going to see more students getting access to tertiary education? Are we seeing more students going into the system and gaining the world-class education that you're getting, Kelly? We're not. We're seeing fewer students. So really, this money should be targeted better. The $1 billion for diplomats, that's another really good example. While nurses are out there picketing on the streets, Winston Peters, the acting Prime Minister, went and scored $1 billion for diplomats, and he's gone and spent a couple of billion on new aeroplanes as well. I think those priorities aren't in line with what's really necessary.
Okay, well, we won't go into the aeroplane thing because I think it's another discussion. But in terms of the fees-free thing, I mean, Simon Bridges was saying that in National's previous government, when they were in government, they spent about $17 billion on the global financial crisis and Canterbury earthquakes, which are both, you know, these unforeseen things, and that's why it's different. But to use that as a comparison against, you know, forecasted spending for things like fees-free or potential, input into mental health, don't you think these kinds of things are things that we do need to forecast for and there does need to be extra spending for? I mean, I know fees-free can be a contentious topic, but these are things that, you know, that Labor's saying they want to invest in and they're going to put more money into.
Well, I think there's two different issues running side by side there. The $17 billion for the earthquakes and around the global financial crisis, that was where government revenues dropped dramatically because we had the global financial crisis and it resulted in the government having to borrow. We made a conscious decision to say, we're going to maintain government services when New Zealand's having a difficult time. We could have cut back spending in line with what the revenue was, but we didn't. We felt maintaining services was important. So that's where the comparison of the debt is coming from. In good times, when our economy is still performing relatively well compared to the rest of the world, Labor's increasing debt by about the same amount because they're ramping up expenditure. And this is where the second part of it comes in. It's in an untargeted way. So whereas if you were to go and say, hey, there's $2.8 billion we want to put into education, here's some really targeted ways in which we can spend this money which will get certain outcomes, that would be far more acceptable than just going, here's some easy money where you don't have to borrow. That's the problem we have. It's not the outcomes that we're getting. We're not seeing strong outcomes. And the government's even going further and they're cutting back the way in which they're measuring those outcomes. So in the health sector, the minister has gone and scrapped the national health targets. There's now not going to be a comparison between district health boards on how well they're doing, on the elective surgeries they're getting, on the number of kids getting immunised. Those are the things in which we put in place to measure how well DHBs were doing. We said, hey, here's what the country expects, this is what the taxpayers should be getting for the money that they're spending, and we need to compare it and we need to measure it. They're getting rid of those types of measurement tools too. So spending more money, not in a targeted way, not even knowing what the outcomes are going to get.
So is something like fees-free not targeted though?
No, it's not. I mean, look, the amount of money that my household earns compared to the amount of money that a household in South Auckland earns, our kids would have the same access to that money. My kids don't need it in the same way as a child growing up in Manurewa does or in Mangere. That's where it's untargeted. If you're going to target funding towards those most in need, then you work on some metrics, you work on statistics, and you ensure that you're helping the kids most in need. That's exactly what we were doing with the likes of those social investment programs. And I know I talk about that quite often, but we were passionate about saying, hey, the kids most in need, those kids that are going to, if we don't help them early on in their lives, they're going to go on and end up in a position where they don't have an education or they don't have access to jobs or they don't have a family environment that can support them. What can we do to support them early on in their lives? Giving money up front in a cash way, which is what this government seems to be enjoying doing, doesn't actually solve long-term problems. And as a politician in a country that cares about the future of my children and the children in this country, I want to know that we're looking at the long-term horizon and saying, how can we help the next generation, not just plugging gaps with cash today?
All right, we'll go back to the nurses because that is a very widely covered topic at the moment. Obviously, nurses' strike was yesterday. For 24 hours, 30,000 nurses walked off the job. David Clark saying there's no more money on the table, although this is his second offer, has been the government's second offer. Do you think there is the possibility that more money will come out of the bag somewhere?
Well, they're going to have to find some way through this because a long-term situation where nurses' strikes continue, which is the potential here, that's not going to be good. I can understand why the nurses are feeling so frustrated. They have had huge expectations put in front of them by the government through the last election campaign. Whilst Labor was saying there's crises in the health sector and other sectors, they actually put a lower amount of new money in to the budget for health than what we did last year. So last year we put about $900 million into the health budget as an increase. They've only done $700 million. And that's why they're not able to afford things like the expected increases in nurses' pay. It's a similar situation in the education sector. So I can understand the frustration.
Do you think the frustration is potentially a build-up of frustration from about 9 years and it's just peaked now? Because, I mean, I've seen from a nurse in Auckland that she said it's been an ongoing a number of years with unsafe staffing and remuneration that does not reflect our skills, education and level of responsibility. Do you think... Is National taking any responsibility for the fact that this could be a build-up of about 10 years' worth of frustration?
Look, I'm in the camp that says there are a range of areas where we did really well as a government, but also some areas that we could have done better. And, look, if we're honest with ourselves, we possibly could have done better in the health sector. Having said that, when governments are elected, they then go and produce a budget. The budget is the outline of what's important to a particular government and what they want to spend money on. The old, you know, it's all Nationals' fault because they were in for 9 years argument, got really old in the middle of May when Grant Robertson delivered a budget. If they did care in the way they said they did in the election campaign, they had an opportunity to front up with more money. They didn't. The amount of money that Labor put into new health spending was lower than what we put into new health spending. They can't claim a crisis and that we did such a poor job when they did less than what we were prepared to spend. So I say if the government really cares in the way they said they did, they need to front up, support nurses more, and do what they said they would in the election campaign. What we're seeing with the fact that there are, have been more strikes or proposed strikes in the last 9 months compared to the previous 9 years, what we have here is expectations raised and a government that's broken its promises and is not delivering. They're spending money in a very untargeted fashion. They're ramping up debt and ramping up taxes, but they're not getting the outcomes for people that they promised and they said they'd get at the election campaign. That's why we've got strikes.
I mean, we could talk about nurses for hours, but unfortunately that's all we've got time for. But thank you so much for joining us and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks, Kelly. See you.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
The Wire.